You would not believe the day I have had, honey. Oh. It started off with Bill, right? So, Bill wanted the expenses report for the entire month already. We still have about 2 weeks left. I asked, how am I supposed to know how much we're going to spend? And he told me that that isn't his job and to simply get it done. You know, without the numbers. The way I wanted to smite him right where he stood. And then I remembered what you said. That I can't just destroy everyone who mildly ignores me or makes life difficult. So frustrating. If I have the power to get rid of a nuisance like Bill, then why shouldn't I? The world would be better off with less people like Bill in it. Who died and made him king? It's a company, not a country. What does it matter if he gets the reports today or in like 10 days, when the month is actually over? It's like he just doesn't understand how time works, and I refuse to use my powers on something as mundane as an expense report. When I agreed to move in with you and try to live life as a normal human couple, I didn't think it would mean so much involvement with other people. The more time I spend with them, the more time I spend with people that aren't you, the more it makes me want to destroy this planet. Are you sure that you would miss it if I were to just to steal you away and destroy Earth? Fine, fine. I was just thinking that it would be easier if we went somewhere where it was just the two of us. We could always go back to Lagoon where you found me. Do you remember that day? I do. You were looking for a place to hide from the rain. I remember that part very well because you were walking inside the cave that leads to my very lagoon. You were curious. You kept walking deeper and deeper. Eventually, I decided to reach out into your head. I wanted to know what you were up to. It had been a while since a mortal decided to enter the cave, let alone go explore it. You were left with more questions than answers as I gave you the directions to find me. And then I heard it. Those hesitant footsteps against the wet rock floor. I knew that despite your obvious fear, you were someone special. It takes a lot of guts to do something like that. Most would have just assumed they went crazy with loneliness. They would have tried to ignore the voice in their head, but not you. I think that's why I liked you. Logically, I know you were talking to me because you were bored, but it was still nice to have someone to play along with. I didn't realize how lonely I was until you wandered into my lagoon, and then you started to visit me. A little bit every day. Slowly but surely we fell in love and now we're here. I love being with you. I do. But I hate dealing with literally everyone else. They're all the worst. So selfish. So rude. So uncaring. At least when I was in my lagoon, I was left alone. I didn't have to deal with all the other human filth. And, you didn't have to worry about me destroying Earth all because Veronica made a snide comment about how my hair looks that day. And I can't even tell her that I deserve a learning curve because I've never had to deal with a human form before. I know I've made myself too long. My eyes, they're too far apart and really big. My fingers are weirdly long and knobbly. But I look human enough, don't I? Thank you for saying that, honey. I know you find me attractive in both forms, and that's all that matters. You know, I designed this vessel to be attractive to you. I wanted you to want me as much in my human form as my regular form. And I know that sounds really cheesy. I can't help it. Just like I can't help how I keep thinking about Veronica and Bill. I swear, the only reason they're still alive is because of you. You would be so upset with me if I had destroyed my office building or took out an entire town. Being a human, it's so hard. I wish you had told me that much before I agreed to this arrangement. I knew the world had changed, but I didn't realize it had changed so much since I last saw it. I've been in that lagoon since your kind was discovering fire. The look of horror on their faces when they first saw me. I was just a mass of tentacles, squirming with too many eyes and a voice seemingly coming from nowhere. If I had been on the other end, I probably would have been scared too. But to me at the time, it was hilarious. After all, I've always looked like this. I've always been like this. Well, that's a lie. I was a lot colder, a lot more uncaring before I met you. You melted my frozen heart, honey. Slowly, I fell in love with you. But only you. The rest of humanity can perish in a fire. I don't care about them. But if anything were to happen to you, the entire galaxy would be over. The rage I would feel would be incomparable. The sun exploding would be preferable to me losing you, honey. You know? I bet if I showed Bill or Margaret what I actually looked like, what I was actually capable of, they would fear me as I deserve to be feared. They don't even realize that they are still walking around on two legs because of you. The only reason they are still breathing is because it makes you happy. Speaking of which, how was your day, honey? Better now that I'm here. Did you do the list of chores I left out for you? Clean the bathroom? Bed made? No dirty dishes in the sink. Well, consider me impressed. That was quite the list I left for you. But I wouldn't have given my wife such a long list if I didn't think that you would be able to complete it. Did you make sure you were wearing what I left out for you, too? I think I'll be the judge of that. Let me just... Oh, would you look at that? I guess you were telling the truth. The things you make me want to do to you. I'm already picturing you wearing these delicate little things. You have on an apron too, bending over, getting on your hands and knees, being a good maid so that when I come home from work, the house is spotless and you get praise. That's what you want, isn't it, honey? Do you want to hear what a good job you did while I was at work today? Because I can do that for you. All you have to do is ask. You did such an amazing job of cleaning the house while I was at work. The best wife I can ask for. So pretty in your little housewife getup, hon. It looks so good on. But do you know where it would look even better? Our bedroom floor. So, with that, I have my next question for you. Which form do you want tonight? My human form or my true form? Whatever my pretty wife wants, my pretty wife gets. Is this more to your liking? Perfect. Take everything off. I want to see what I set out for you this morning. Did it feel good whenever you would stretch to reach for something and you would feel the lace against your nipples? Ooh, what about when you would bend over to pick up something and the thong would ride up, reminding you it was there? Oh, I bet you felt sexy doing all your chores for me, just like a good little wife, huh? Yeah, this is probably my favorite part of the day. Coming home to see my sexy wife in some slutty lingerie with eager holes. I bet you even made sure you were nice and wet for me, just like the chore list said, huh? Good. But I think I'll be the judge of that. Open your mouth wide for me, honey. I'm gonna give you something to keep that pretty mouth of yours occupied with. That's it. Let my tentacles slide into your mouth. Just like that. Oh, good girl. Swallow it down for me. Yeah. I know how much you love the taste of my tentacle. Don't worry. You'll be getting it from the other side, too. Just want something in your mouth to keep you quiet and occupied. My wife gets so embarrassed by how loud they get when they're taking a tentacle like this. Oh, yes. That's good. Swallow around it for me. Oh, good. Good. Oh, keep swallowing for me. It's a bit of that aphrodisiac you like so much. Oh, you deserve a reward. After doing all your chores and the dainty lingerie I left out for you, making sure you were prepared for my tentacle before I got home. Oh, yes. Such a good wife for me. Anticipating my needs and everything. Are you that excited to get bread, honey? Of course you are. Just look at yourself. Oh, yes. Swallowing down more of my tentacle, more of my aphrodisiac. Taking it nice and deep in that throat of yours. So pretty for me, my wife. who being a good girl for me. That's it. Suckle just like that. Oh yeah, that feels really good. I want you to keep sucking, keep swallowing. Do you think you can manage that for me? That's my girl. I'm going to keep the one in your mouth nice and steady. A constant stream of aphrodisiacs straight into your stomach. That way you stay nice and horny and eager for me. You love how the aphrodisiacs make you feel. It makes it so much easier to come. Makes everything feel so good. Oh, in your body, it feels so warm and tingly. But the best part is that it prepares your hole to take my eggs, doesn't it? Oh, I know what my slut of a wife really wants. You want to be knocked up and impaled on a tentacle while you cum your itty-bitty brains out. Let's see. If I move my tentacle right up next to your hole, and I start entering, just how much resistance will I be met with? Not much. Resistance felt. Fuck. Oh, that's tight. Oh, so warm. Oh, you did a great job of making sure my tentacle could fuck you. You need to be bred that badly, don't you? This is your reward after working so hard all day. After cleaning the house and being teased by that traitorous fabric. This is the relief you need, isn't it? Yeah. That's good, because that's what I'm going to give you. Yes. Focus on how smooth my tentacle feels inside your hole. How it takes up your entire mouth. Oh, a steady weight against your tongue. That's it. Keep swallowing the aphrodisiac for me, honey. It's going to make it so much better for you. Make it so much easier for you to come. Oh, yeah. I want to make sure my girl orgasms while I breed her cunt. Need to make sure all the eggs take, right? Yeah, I'm gonna make you a mommy, honey. I already have a hard enough time keeping my hands to myself. Seeing you round and pregnant with our eggs, with something of our own creation, well... I'm not sure if your hole would be able to take the amount I would want to fuck you, the amount I would want to use you. I don't even know if I would let you out of my sight in that state. After all, you'd be so big and so full. I can't tell if the tentacle in your mouth or the tentacle inside your cunt feels better, but they both feel so good. From how your tongue is flicking and swirling around my tentacle to how you're moving your hips while taking them both. Oh, fuck. Which one do you prefer, honey? Yeah. I think I understood that, as well as I could with a tentacle down your throat. I probably should have known from how enthusiastically you're taking that one specifically, though. Oh, just look at you. Oh, fuck. Oh, looks so pretty doing your wifely duties. Doing such a good job. Oh, yeah, taking my tentacles so well. If only you weren't making such a mess in these pretty panties. I know I'm the one who pulled them to the side to keep them on, but you can't blame me. After all, your ass just looks so biteable in all this lace. It would have been a crime to not fuck you in the delicate lingerie I left out. Oh, fuck. Making such a big mess in those pretty panties. Just look at that stain. Ugh, it keeps growing while my tentacle keeps fucking you. Oh, not that you care, no. Too far gone to your own lust. That aphrodisiac, it's working its way through your body, making sure you're bordering on the edge of euphoria, isn't it? Yeah, I just know it is. Yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck, right there, yes. Oh, I love how it feels when you swallow around my tentacle. It constricts so nice and tight. Oh, and it tastes wonderful, doesn't it? So smooth and warm and soft in your mouth. It's something you can't get enough of, can you? No, no, you can't. Whenever I get home, you're always so excited because it means that you're gonna get to taste my tentacles soon. Never letting even a single drop go to waste. Oh, without your worshipping that tentacle, one might consider you addicted to it. That's right. Swirl your tongue around it again. Oh, good girl, just like that. Taking my tentacles so well. Oh, so fucking pretty like this. I just adore how your mouth looks stretched around my tentacle, lips gradually getting swollen. Oh, but none of that matters to you right now, does it? No, because it's right where it belongs, deep inside of you. Oh, that's a good slut for me. I'm so lucky to have a wife who so eagerly sinks to their knees and opens their mouth to be useful. You're in heaven, being taken from both sides by my tentacles, aren't you? Oh, what a little slut I have. That you're being filled from both ends and it still isn't enough for you. You're being Eiffel Towered by my tentacles and yet you still want more, don't you? Yeah, I bet you think you can take it all. After all, you're going to be taking my egg soon enough, aren't you? I'm gonna breed you up like a good little wifey for me. Your stomach's gonna be so big and round, but only you and I will know that that's from eggs. Everyone else, they won't know that we aren't a normal human couple. They aren't going to know that you take my tentacle nice and deep inside your hole. They aren't going to watch you swallow my tentacle with such a tentacle-drunk look on your face as you look at me with such devotion in those eyes. They definitely aren't going to find out I'm an eldritch abomination when I'm in my human form walking down the streets holding my pregnant wife's hand. Will you tell the people that you're a slut for an eldritch tentacle inside your cunt and stuffed down your throat? Or is that something you're going to keep a little secret? I bet they wouldn't be surprised finding out that such a traditional wife is a slut who thrives on being called a good girl. Fuck. Oh, fuck right there. Your whole ass the tightest fucking grip on me, honey. You must really want those eggs. So eager to be knocked up, my perfect little wife. Going to make me proud and take all of my eggs, right? Not going to let even one slide out of your sloppy hole. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, that's my good girl. You're always trying to impress me, even like this. Oh, honey, are you getting close too? That wet spot in the front of your panties just keeps growing and growing. You must be getting desperate, making such a big mess in those panties. Oh, fuck. Ruining your panties like this while I'm breeding you from both ends. Such a slutty move. Fuck, you really are a dirty little thing, aren't you? Fuck. It's a good thing. It's a good thing I'm here to put something in your aching cunt then, isn't it? If I wasn't going to be breeding this hole of yours, you would be left with even more of a mess than those panties, huh? They would have been ruined by your own horniness. Fuck, what do you say to me, honey, for saving this pair of panty of yours? Oh, fuck. Oh, you're welcome. Anything to help my girl become the best wife possible. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, swallow around my tentacle. Get more of that aphrodisiac in your system, honey. It makes it so much easier to come that way. Yeah, swallow it down. Don't waste a single drop. Oh, fuck, am I the girl? Oh, being so good for me. Oh, can you feel it? Oh, I just know you can. The way my smooth tentacle is getting thicker, stretching your hole a bit wider. Oh, fuck, those are my eggs, aren't they? Going to knock you up just like you want, honey. I'm gonna give you what you need. I'm gonna breed you up. Fuck. Oh, such a fucking tight hole for me to breed up. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Work my tentacle for me. Oh, fuck. Earn those eggs, my wife. Oh, the fat feels. It feels so good. Oh, fuck. Keep that up. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Oh, so fucking close. And you being such a good girl for me. Taking my tentacles so perfectly. Keep going, come on. You're gonna make me come. Make me come. I know how badly you want my eggs inside you, filling you up, breeding you. It's what you need. The only way to stop your hole from leaking more into those gorgeous panties I so generously got you is by having my tentacle knock you up with my eggs. We both know that. Oh, right like that. Yeah, fuck, right like that. Fuck, I'm so close. Oh, I think I'm gonna. Oh, honey. Honey, I'm gonna. Honey, I'm gonna. Thank you, honey. I didn't even realize that was what I needed. But I think it was. I'm already starting to feel better, like the stress from the day is melting away. How are you feeling, hon? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be so physically rough with you. I saw that you were in the lingerie I left out this morning and, well, all rational thinking left my head. You seem to bring that side out of me. I love it. And I love you too. You know, you're the only reason that this planet keeps spinning. If it wasn't for you, I'm not sure this place would be here. I probably would have destroyed the planet and moved on once I got bored. But now, I have you. And I get to worry about you, and take care of you. And best of all, I get to love you. My pretty wife. My gorgeous mortal. The entire reason the earth keeps spinning. I love you.